Welcome to Thriving at the Beach podcast. I'm Peggy Masterson, and I'm delighted to be your host. I am the director of the Partnership Grand Strand Foundation, and in case you haven't heard about us, we are the nonprofit foundation that is an extension of the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. Partnership Grand Strand was created by local businesses to serve local businesses, and we serve everyone across all 14 communities that we often and fondly call the Grand Strand. Our work puts us in a unique situation where we get the opportunity to collaborate and support many of the organizations that are busy building a better tomorrow in our area. This gives us a wonderful opportunity to collect the details surrounding these growth initiatives and then share them with you. That's really why we created this podcast. There's so much amazing work, we just had to find a way to get it out to you. I could not be more excited to be able to facilitate a way for our guests to tell you their stories, to share the initiatives that they're working on, and give you a peek under the tent on what's coming to our community. I hope you'll catch this wave of momentum and then share it with others. So let's dive right in. Well, welcome everybody to our newest edition of Thriving at the Beach, where you know our primary goal is to get you excited about the future of Myrtle Beach and its surrounding areas. We do that by giving you an opportunity to meet the people that are busy working behind the scenes to power that success. And today's show is all about small business. We are delighted to have Ryan Foltz with us today. He is the president and owner of PCRX Computers. He was born and raised in Conway, went to Conway High School, and on to Coastal Carolina University. And he has been a champion for small business throughout his career here in the Grand Strand area. He was primarily responsible for launching the recent Big Mixer networking event that we had back in October. Ryan and Partnership Grand Strand plan to continue to keep delivering these kind of opportunities to our small businesses. His company, PCRX, focuses on cybersecurity, and he is the author of a book called Welcome to the Jungle. He's also a Myrtle Beach Chamber Ambassador and hosts a weekend talk show on Talk 94.5. I wanted to introduce Sarah Dahlstrom to our listeners today. Sarah is a member of our Partnership Grand Strand team, and she is the lead for our Small Business and Entrepreneur Development Initiatives. I'm going to turn things over to Sarah to continue this conversation with Ryan. And Sarah, take it away.
Hi, everyone. We are here with Ryan from PCRX, and we are excited to talk about our upcoming events, but more specifically, coming up on January 14th, our Mini Mixer event. So welcome, Ryan.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Are you excited for January 14th?
I think it's going to be really great. This is, again, our first time with the Mini Mixer. Of course, we did the Big Mixer back in October, and it was just sort of a brainchild, I guess, of mine, and I had this idea, and I was working with SCORE, and they had this mixer in Charlotte, and so I went and saw that and sort of took that and put a little spin on it and brought it down here to Myrtle Beach. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is that business owners need to get out and mingle with people, and something that's not where you have to be a member of something to go to it. Right? We just want to help business owners in general. You don't have to be a member of anything. Just come out and meet other business owners and learn something.
Now, why do you think there is such a need for that in this community?
Well, so if you join a networking group to network, then you're only going to be networking with the people in that networking group. So, you know, business owners can sometimes put themselves into a situation where they have to feel like they have to do that because they're paying for it. And those are big commitments, once a week and all the other things that you have to do with it. And a lot of times, as business owners, we just don't have time. We want to do it. We know we need to do it. But we need more opportunities to do it, that you don't have to be a part of something to do it. Just let's go do it, right?
And the room was buzzing back in October. I just remember it was just a constant sound of voices talking and laughter. And you could tell that people were really enjoying having a chance to kind of, you know, put their guard down and just talk to other business people.
It's really exciting. Again, when you have an idea and you really don't know what it's gonna do, but this thing here, because we partnered with so many different organizations, we brought the city in this time. We got Partnership Grand Strand. We're gonna have SCORE there, so they have a lot of resources for business owners. And you know, all the sponsors that are there are intentional that they are a resource for businesses, like a bank and like a lawyer and like digital marketing, you know, all of the things that business owners need. And Partnership Grand Strand is, you know, doing a great job with supporting with what we're doing. And I'm just, you know, the mini mixers was just something that, you know, you and I and we kind of came up with, and BJ too. And we'll see how that works. But it's just going to be a small scaled down version, no tables, no sponsors.
I'm looking forward to the scaled back version of it. I mean, the big mixer in October was so successful and there were so many people there, not overwhelming, but I think the scaled back version is going to be a lot of fun as well.
Well, I think too, for me, there was a lot of people there that I hadn't seen before or hadn't met before. And a lot of times you can go to a chamber event or you can go to a networking event or something like that, but you always see the same people, right?
Right.
And so it's important that if business owners are going to devote their time to something, that it's a worthwhile for them to do, and that they can learn something and that they might meet somebody that they didn't know could be their customer.
Right.
Know?
And that's the whole purpose of this, too, is to help connect businesses with other businesses that can help each other out, right? I mean, it's hard, you know, as a small business owner yourself, sometimes finding those businesses that can help you grow your own business can be challenging.
Well, it's in my specific business, because we do cybersecurity services for businesses. So my passion is to protect the businesses because I see too many of them being scammed. I see too many of them going out of business because of some kind of a ransomware situation. I just wanted to have something that brought, I'm trying to say this the right way, but I feel like that as a business owner, we just don't know what's out there. And nor do we have time. Like if I needed digital marketing, there's a bazillion digital marketers.
Right. Right.
So how do I choose and what do I do? And the struggle is real. And if you're not in that and you're not a business owner, then you don't know the struggle that we go through. And it's just, I want to help other businesses be successful is the ultimate goal, right?
And that's our ultimate goal, too, is we are here for those local businesses and we want to see them thrive and to be successful. And like you said, it could just take one malware attack that can put them out of business. And that's honestly a little mind-boggling to think that something seemingly so simple or so small can have that great of an impact on a local business. But that's the reality because these are local businesses where they don't have that big backing behind them.
Right. They only have. So, for example, there was a construction company, and she called me, and she was in Georgetown, and she was just in tears. I had got scammed. I lost $100,000. And so literally from the time it took me to get from Conway to Georgetown, they had taken another $100,000 out.
Wow.
It ended up being $400,000 before it was all said and done. And that's like their whole business. Because as a construction company, you have to have money to be able to build houses and whatever that you're going to do. And basically all that they worked for their whole life was gone. And, you know, it's taken us a year and a half to get the majority of it back from the bank.
Wow. And I mean, that's amazing that you got a majority of it back, or I should say they got a majority
of it back. It's just you got to go through the process and you have to prove that you have things in place to keep it from happening again.
And the reality is that our local businesses run pretty lean just by nature of the fact that they're small. A lot of them are family-run businesses or have at best a handful of employees. So really, that's a large impact on a business that doesn't have that fluff to spare.
Well, this area is kind of different because we're, you know, seasonal. It's a seasonal mm-hmm. business because in the summertime, you know, we're all going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, it is seasonal. So you take your vacations and you do all these things. And so, you know, that even makes it harder to stay in business because your cash flow is not the same.
Right. Now, why do you see these mixer events, or I should say, how do you see these mixer events? I mean, I think we've already touched on it, but just being helpful to our local business community. I want to dig into that a little bit more because there's a reason behind the big mixer and the mini mixers that mm-hmm. we have planned for 2025. So let's just talk a little bit more about that impact that it can have on our local businesses. Like you said, not everyone is in a position to join some of these other networking groups. They do great things. They do help build great relationships and great connections. But obviously, after the success of October, there's some secret sauce going on here with the big mixer that we hope to carry forward. So, I mean, what's your take on it? What do you think that secret sauce is? Can you put your finger on it?
It's hard to say. We just had a lot. It was something different. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't have to join. You didn't have to buy anything. You didn't have to pay for a ticket. We had food. We had entertainment. We had resources for business owners. Every single sponsor that was there was really happy with the turnout and the way. And we capped it, right? Because we could only have 200 people there.
Right.
And it was, and we still had people wanting to get in.
We did.
And, you know, it's because that's how big the need is here, and business owners are craving something like this because, look, you can connect with a networking group, but that's a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
a lot of time to devote to that, and we don't always have that. A lot of the business owners are just one person, and that one person can't be out of the business to go to a networking thing. So I think the after hours is very good that we're doing it, you know, from 5 to 7, so it's not during the workday. And then, of course, the big event that we're really working hard on is going to be the conference in August.
Correct.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an all-day event. We'll probably have some lunch and a little mixer at the end. Really looking forward to that and really excited to work with you guys and bring this further. But again, when you have an idea, you don't really know what's going to happen. But this thing has just sort of ballooned out of control. But that just shows you that there's a need there.
I agree. I mean, clearly, like I said, the room was buzzing in October. I can't wait for January 14th. We will be over at the Carolina Ale House mm-hmm. here in Myrtle Beach. We do have a cap as to the number of people that we can have in the room for the space. And this time we are offering a 50-50 raffle to benefit Fresh Brewed Ministries. So we encourage attendees to bring cash with them for that 50-50 raffle, just as a way to give back to the local community as well. I think it's important for local businesses to be connected to their community.
Right.
I think that's an important piece that many kind of glance over because you do. You get busy. You're running your business. But I think a chance to give back is also a great opportunity.
As a business owner, we want to be connected to the community. But time is always mm-hmm. the problem, right? You can't go to everything. You can't do everything. As much as you want to, I want to go to everything, but I can't, you know, because I have a business to run still, you know?
Right.
And I think that's a lot of it is just, you know, a place for that. And I talked to them at the Carolina Ale House mm-hmm. a couple of days ago, and they're going to have a special menu with special pricing for us, and they're also going to have some drink specials just for us. I think it's going to be really good.
Look at us being all special, getting special menus and pricing.
Well, we are special. We're going to bring like 50 to 100 people there, so, you know, we got to make it streamlined where it's not, the kitchen's not overwhelmed and things aren't overwhelmed, so.
Right. And looking ahead a little bit further into 2025, these mini mixers are going to travel.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the original idea was for the big mixer to travel because we want to meet business owners in other areas besides Myrtle Beach. But then we decided on mini mixers. And so those are going to move around to different areas like North Myrtle Beach and Merle's Inlet, Surfside, Conway, some places like that that maybe they couldn't come to one of them. You know, it's going to help them understand what we're trying to accomplish. and then hopefully get them excited about the conference. I know we're going to have some great keynote speakers there and some breakout sessions, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. I don't think we've ever done anything like that in Myrtle Beach that I know of, so I could be wrong.
The pressure's on.
The pressure was on for the big mixer too, because right? No one ever did that either.
Well, maybe that's why we have the confidence to offer the conference now, because the big mixer went so well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it speaks to the need in the area. And I think it's important to point out in having the mixers move, the mini mixers move around, that we serve a large area. The Grand Strand is a lot more than just Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we reach those local businesses that are in other areas that, like you said, might not be able to make it to the beach.
Right. Absolutely. Because we have to weigh that into what we're doing. Because if I'm in Murrells Inlet and it takes me 20 or 30 minutes to get to the big mixer, well, that's an hour of drive time, right?
Right.
Plus the 2 hours that I'm there. And so I think having an opportunity to have something in their backyard will entice them. And we're working with some of the other governments and chambers in these areas to find some places to have these and get them behind us. And, you know, because it takes everybody, I can't just do it by myself, you know.
Right. Well, I am looking forward to January 14th at Carolina Ale House.
Yeah.
Ryan and I will be out there with a lot of other great people mixing and mingling and kicking off the new year with some great networking. And make sure people bring your business cards.
Look, it's the off season. Come on out to it. Businesses are slow right now, most of them. So it's a good time to come out, check it out, meet some other business owners, and just have some fun.
And I heard a rumor that there's going to be prizes.
Maybe. I don't know. I heard a rumor.
I heard a rumor about there being some type of drawing and prizes. So you never know what we might end up having up our sleeves.
Yeah. Some kind of door prizes or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. But it'll all be good.
It's guaranteed to be a blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Ryan Foltz from PCRX Computers, for joining us today. You are the president and owner, a local, true born and raised here in Conway. Have your own radio show on 94.5, your Tech Talk. And you are definitely one of the most active Myrtle Beach Chamber ambassadors that I have seen. Your knowledge and input on what our local business community is looking for and clearly what they need is just astounding. And I think it's great that you are so in tune with the area and everything that is going on in serving our business community. And we look forward to seeing you and everyone else January 14th at the Carolina Ale House.
Yeah, we're going to keep working on it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sarah and Ryan, for your time today. You know, it's always so energizing to get to speak with people like Ryan, who are committed not only to their own businesses, but also to their business in the community. I think that makes a big difference. And Ryan is truly a great example of that. He is very deeply committed to help other businesses be successful here in this area, because he understands that if small business thrives, so does our entire community. One of the things that struck me as I was listening to Ryan's comments was this notion of how the mixers that he has been the brainchild for address a need for small businesses. He recognizes, as a small business owner, that small businesses want to connect, but he also is realistic in the understanding of their time is precious. They don't have a lot of time to devote to a networking routine that's going to take them out of the office, you know, once a week, every week. He also understands that big and mini mixers can happen after hours, so they don't interfere with the workday for small businesses. And the structure not only addresses the need to network, but also occurs on a lesser frequency, so folks don't have to make the kind of commitment to be there each and every day. The other organizations that are doing that kind of networking obviously serve a great purpose, but I think the big mixers and the mini mixers that we're getting ready to implement are going to really shore up a gap that works for other small businesses. I'm sure we'll have Ryan back in the future to talk more about what he's up to and the success that the mixers are having. But until then, I hope that you will mark your calendars to plan on joining us on January 14th for our mini mixer, and then again on February 19th in the Market Commons area for the big mixer. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the info that we've shared today. And if so, please be sure to follow the show so you don't miss any of our future updates. We also welcome any comments, shares, or reviews. But until next time, we hope you stay well and keep thriving.